It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting today, all Coloradans who get vaccinated against COVID-19 at a state-operated vaccine site are eligible for a $100 Walmart gift card while supplies last. Governor Polis announced the new incentive.
This will help people get protected first and foremost. That's why we're doing it. But we know it means a lot to, you know, a single mom with three kids, 12 to 17, to go and get vaccinated with the family and get $400 worth of Walmart gift certificates. That can make a big difference.
The state's community college system is also launching a new scholarship drawing with Amazon to encourage more students to get vaccinated. There will be $75,000 in scholarships for 67 students. The U.S. House has passed a comprehensive bill to regulate the chemicals known as PFAS, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
PFAS pollution has been found in water systems around the state, most significantly in the town of Fountain and other parts of southern El Paso County. PFAS chemicals are used in several ways, including in firefighting foam used on military installations in Colorado like Peterson and Buckley. Democratic Representative Jason Crow.
The bottom line is that the federal government, when it comes to military installations, helped create this problem. So we are standing up here as a group to say we're going to accept responsibility and try to fix the problem.
The bill passed with bipartisan support, but the Colorado delegation voted along party lines, with Democrats supporting the bill and Republicans voting against. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A U.S. Senate committee is voting today on the nomination of Tracy Stone Manning to lead the Bureau of Land Management, whose headquarters are currently in Grand Junction. Republicans oppose the nomination. Democrats on the committee, including Colorado's John Hickenlooper, are all expected to vote yes. The Colorado Avalanche has lost a player to the National Hockey League's newest team. CPR's Corey Jones says the Avs still have their captain for now.
Seattle's hockey team, the Kraken, starts play next season. During its expansion draft Wednesday, the team picked Avalanche forward Jonas Donskoy. Each team was able to protect some players from Seattle, but the Avs chose not to protect captain Gabe Landeskog, who was not selected by Seattle. It was a gamble for Colorado, which now hopes to re-sign Landeskog. His contract is expiring, and if the sides don't reach a deal, other teams can start making offers to him in less than a week. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
This is CPR News.